You think we're nervous now. You should see us the nights we get paid.
Oh, jump on the bandwagon with those who know best. Ty does the work while you sit and rest. T-I-E-E, Ty.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now we bring you the guy whose chief hobby is taking pictures, Procter & Gamble's candid comedian and MGM's overexposed clown, Red Skelton.
Oh, boy, it sure is fun, Mr. Fred, looking through this old picture album. Look, here's a picture of me when I was a baby. Look at those curls. My toes really curled in those days, didn't they? You notice the nail enamel makes them look better, too. Hey, here's a picture that was taken the day I left my hometown, Vincennes, Indiana. Boy, there were sure a lot of people to see me off that day.
Yeah, nice tar and feather job, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of pictures...
I knew if you'd look down, you'd see that you were next.
Speaking of pictures, did you read in the paper about the snapshot contest they're holding for amateur photographers?
Yeah, my wife Georgia read it to me right after she finished reading me the funnies. I'll kill the guy that said that was funny. I've been taking pictures all week, you know. I'm going to win this contest.
Well, why don't you take a picture of me and send it in?
Why? I can go down to the morgue and get a livelier subject than you. This guy's got as much pep as a turtle with lumbago. Oh, what was that?
Oh, we left the television set on all night. I tuned it down when you were on the phone. Is that guy still on?
Howdy, friends. This is still San Fernando Red, your stale disc jockey. Yes, sir, I'm on the air 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week. I'm talking to you in my sleep right now. Now, here's a word from our sponsors, the It Shouldn't Happen to a Dog Outfitting Company. The makers of those fine droopy drape suits. Friends, these suits have built-in mothballs. Drapey drip suits come with 6 pair pants, 5 pair knickers, and 12 pair rompers.
Of course, the coat and vest are extra.
Now, remember, these suits are not made out of ordinary material. No, sir. They're made out of the finest imported steel wool you can get. They won't wear out. They'll rust, but they won't wear out.
You may have to oil them once in a while.
We all get oiled once in a while. Men, come in today. Have our tailor, our tin fitter, I should say. Come in and let you get measured for a suit. I'll tell you, they'll fit you like a glove.
That's if you're built like a hand, of course.
Now, here are the Four Knights. We're going to split a patter your way now. The Four Knights singing a little ditty called A Steamboat, A Bell.
Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man to see. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Gonna break the record of the Robert E. Lee.
Down the Mississippi steams a whippoorwill, commanded by the pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owners gave him orders on a strict QT to try and beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Feed up the fires, let the old smoke roll. Burn up all your cargo if you run out of coal. If we don't beat the record, Billy told the mate, send my mail and get a feeder at the Golden Gate.
Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man we'll see. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Gonna break the record of the Robert E. Lee.
Up stepped the gambler and Louisville, who tried to get a bet against the whippoorwill. Bill flashed a roar, surely was a bear. The ball, it exploded, threw him up in the air.
Now gamble, said to Billy as he left the rag. I don't know where we're going, but we're neck and neck. Billy said to the gambler, tell you what I'll do. I will bet another $1,000, I'll go higher than you. Steamboat Bill steaming down the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man we'll see. Steamboat Bill steaming down the Mississippi. Gonna break the record of the Robert E. Lee. Gonna break the record of the Robert E. Lee.
Dazzling clean clothes without rinsing. That's Tide's latest, greatest miracle. Sure, other washing products talk about miracles too. But listen, though other washing products may talk like Tide, even look like Tide in your washing machine, they just won't do the work like Tide. There's nothing made like Tide. Tide does a better washing job than any other product you can buy. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes miracle clean without rinsing. Just wash, wring out, hang up. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. Wring out the water, the dirt goes too. Tide leaves clothes fresh, bright, and clean. They dry soft, iron easily. And say, skipping rinses actually saves wear and tear on fabrics, plus time, work, water. So try Tide. Remember, Tide is unique. Tide is patented. Yes, with or without rinsing, Tide does a better wash day job than any other product you can buy. For more convenience, more economy, fewer shopping trips, buy Tide in the new giant economy size package.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Hey, turn off the television set. We've heard from John Holbrook and the sponsors are now happy again.
If you'll pardon me, I got a scoot.
Oh?
It's time for my yummy you got. I almost missed my 12 o'clock feeding.
I'll give anybody $10 to tell me what he just said. Yummy yogurt, he switched from adrenaline. Hey, I'll bet that's Rod O'Connor, and if it's not, you're going to hear more ad-libbing in the next 5 minutes than you heard all night. Come on in, flap boy.
Hi, Red.
Oh.
Hey, what are you doing with the camera?
What am I doing with the camera? I'm writing a letter to my mother. Silly line.
See, I bet you've entered that amateur snapshot contest in the paper.
Yes,
huh?
I have, and I'm going to win, too. You know, I'm as good a photographer as I am a comedian.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
See, I entered that picture contest, too.
Yeah?
See, I've got my midget camera right here. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, but who wants to go around photographing midgets? Hey, you're wasting your time, fat boy. I'm a cinch to win that prize. Some of the fellows down at the Press Photographers Association gave me a lot of tips on how to take good pictures, see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, pay attention. This is the facts. This is the facts. Here's some pictures I took of an automobile accident. Look, two cars, head on.
Well, how come the picture's so blurry?
I was driving one of the cars. And the guy I hit wasn't very friendly. He just wouldn't smile. Hey, how come you're up so early?
Well, I'm going down to the camera store and get some film. You want to come along?
Here's my line. Let's go. Here's the camera store.
Well, I see the boat is in from Calabasas. Welcome, tourists.
Well, what do you know? Peter Pan.
We'd like to buy some film.
Well, bully for you. Oh, isn't photography fun? I remember when I used to be a weightlifter. People were always shooting pictures of me.
I'd like to shoot you right now. Say, would you take a look at my camera? There's something wrong with it. It just doesn't work. Sort of like a relative of mine.
Well,
let them laugh. Let them laugh. They get them late, but let them laugh when they get it.
Let me take a peek at it.
Okay.
I do believe it's broken. Let me see if I can fix it with this screwdriver. Dun dun da da dun dun da 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 dun da 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 dun.
We haven't got time for the whole opera, boy.
Just fix the camera, will you?
Now don't get your dimples in an uproar.
Hmm?
I think I found the cause of all the trouble. Yes, just one little twist.
Anybody I know?
Well, we all have to go sometime.
Hey, you wrecked my camera. Now, just for that, you can give me another one.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I don't work here. I just come in to fix the plumbing. Oh, well, here comes my bus. Coming, bus driver! Coming!
You still going to win that picture contest,
Fred? Yeah, say, how about that? A funny thing. Without all those extra parts, my camera works better. Hey, come on, let's go down to the zoo and take some pictures of the animals.
Well, where are the Russian dancers?
You know, animals make good camera subjects, don't they, huh? I'll bet we'll get a picture here that will win the prize.
I'm going over to the monkey cage and take a few shots.
Okay.
Boy, look at all those monkeys. The big one looks familiar. Boy, it's Willie Lump Lump. Hey, Willie, what are you doing in there?
Oh, let's not get nosy, buddy. Just throw me a few peanuts and close your big trap.
How come you're in the cage?
Well, I'm babysitting while their mother's out, you see. Well, don't stare at me. Don't tell me you never heard tell of a monkey setter.
Does your wife know where you are?
No, she thinks I'm still in the hospital. She didn't hit me quite hard enough with that baseball bat. And if you tell her where I am,
yes,
believe me, I will get you if it's the last thing I do. Now, how about them peanuts?
So you better not let the zookeeper find you in there.
I got news for you, fat boy. I work here. I'm in charge of feeding all of the animals. I feed the giraffes, the leopards, the zebras, the hip on top of the omnibuses. And a new animal they brought in this morning called the rhinoceros.
Well, how about the ostriches?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can both go back to school any day now. Yeah, how about them? I'm going over, I feed the lions, too. You know, I walk right in the cage and I feed them.
You must be brave going in the cage with a lion.
My boy, after living with my mother-in-law all these years, nothing scares me. You haven't met old Cold War, have you? Huh? Hey, do you know what I did yesterday?
No, what did you do?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't be asking you.
You're lost. I'm taking some of the pictures of the animals here. Are there any elephants in the zoo?
Well, the zookeeper says we have no elephants, but he tells a fib. Mm-hmm. They've got some of the prettiest pink ones you have ever seen. The nicest elephants you've ever laid your bloodshot eyes on. Hey, how would you like for me to stick my head in a lion's mouth? That'd make a dandy picture.
Oh, you wouldn't stick your head in the lion's
I'll
mouth.
I'll pick one that doesn't have halitosis. I wouldn't do it.
No, you wouldn't stick your head in the lion's mouth.
Oh, yes, I would.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, yes, I would.
Well, all right, then. Let's see you do it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
I knew you were bluffing.
Oh, yeah? Well, you come over to the lion's cage, and I'll show you. Okay, monkeys, let me out of here, will you? Here. Stop it, will you? They're always kissing me goodbye. One of them thinks I'm his brother. Hey, let's go in the lion's cage. Over here. Well, that's what you get for drinking that cheap beer.
Hey, Willie, are you sure you want to go in that cage?
I'll tell you as soon as I find it here. What do you suggest? We stay out here and ask him to come out? Look, I'll just take this chair and whip and go inside.
Well, be careful, Willie. He's got blood in his eye.
He don't bother me. This whip will keep him in his place. Well, don't stand there. Make him give me more whip back.
I'll go get help.
He don't need any help. I should have known something would happen like this because he just don't look right to me. He just don't look right. I knew I was going to have trouble because that line just don't look right to me. He told me if I were to come in the cage, he wouldn't cause any trouble, but I should have known he was a lion.
Hey, Skelton.
Come on over here and watch the dancing bears.
Oh, dancing bears. What do you mean? They've got fur coats on. Well, anyhow, they're going to dance to Dave Rose and his orchestra playing the Puppet Serenade.
Dishpan, that's Tide. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide has really done things for dishwashing. That grease problem, for instance. Tide not only cuts it amazingly, but actually seems to make it disappear completely. You work in water that feels fresh and clean, and you get such pleasant results. Why, dishes and glasses rinse and dry clear and bright. That's because Tide, unlike soap, leaves no dulling film. Dishes come out sparkling clean. Yes, cleaner than any soap will get them. And say, if hard water's your problem, forget it. Even in hardest water, Tide works amazingly. Gives oceans of suds that come fast and last long, really stay on the job, and are kind to your hands in the bargain. Yes, any place, any time, Tide adds up to easier, quicker, pleasanter dishwashing. So get a package today and try it in your dishpan.
Tide gets dishes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets dishes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Where did you come from?
Hey, Skelton, come on.
Hey, just a minute. This guy's offered to take a picture of me with my camera. I'm going to pose it, and I'm going to let him. Go ahead, fella, shoot it. Now, thank you. Now, give me my camera back. Thank you. He had a beer with that walk-in. You know, that gorilla takes a nice picture, they say.
Yes, he's almost human.
Yeah.
You ought to give him something for taking your picture.
Thank you, gorilla, for taking my picture. Here are two tickets for my broadcast. I need all the listeners I can get. Probably an Arthur Godfrey fan.
Let's go over to the aviary and take some pictures of the bird.
Now, I'm going to find a bench and sit down and rest my feet a while. I'll see you later.
Oh, those birds really raise a racket. Well, look who's over there watching them. Cauliflower McPug, the punchy fighter, who's always hearing bells and birds.
Hiya, Cauliflower.
Well, a fellow bird lover. What do you do? Hey, by the way, did you see my picture in Quick Magazine? How about that? Cauliflower McPug in Quick Magazine. What's a magazine?
What are you doing, huh?
Boy, those birds are really noisy, aren't they?
Are you kidding? I don't hear nothing.
You mean you can't hear those birds chirping?
Not a peep. It got me worried. You know, I usually hear them, but I can't see them. Now I can see them, but I can't hear them. Maybe it's a mirage of the ear, huh?
Yeah. Your brain needs a retread.
Well, that's cute. That's cute. No place for it here, but it's cute.
See, I missed you last week. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been laying around. I had a couple of fights up in Fresno, you know. So they tell me.
How'd you come out?
Unconscious as usual.
You mean you got knocked out in both fights?
No, just one fight. I slept through the second one, you know. That referee, I scared him. Boy, did I have him scared. He thought I was dead, you know. He thought I wouldn't get up, but I fooled him. I was up at the count of 932.
Let's get out of here. I can't hear anything with those birds chirping.
You still hearing the birds, huh? It's funny. Some guys hear them and some guys don't. Don't let it worry you. You hear birds now, next thing you know, you'll be hearing bells.
Mm-hmm. You're really gone.
Yeah.
Why don't you give up fighting and take up wrestling?
Well, I would, but I don't look good on television, you know. Besides, them wrestlers are really punchy. Boy, are they punchy. They're always hearing bells and birds. That's why I'm smart. I'm going to stay in a racket where that will never happen to answer the phone, will you? I got to see if I can get this canary back in a cage. I think he's out.
You know, they shouldn't let you run around loose without your straitjacket.
You think I got a screw loose, huh? You ought to see them guys down at the gymnasium. Last night we had a party, see? Mm-hmm. Every few minutes, them guy would sneak out on the fire escape with his girl and try to kick her, you know.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There were no girls at that party. Hey, what's a girl?
Well, you've got a wife, haven't you?
Huh?
You've got a wife, haven't you?
Well, let's not change the subject, boy.
Oh, I'll see you later.
I'll see you later. Hey, O'Connor, have you seen my camera? I left it somewhere, now I can't find it.
Well, try to remember where you left it. Retrace your steps.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that. I just fell over a water sprinkler, and I don't want to do that again.
Well, we can go see the zookeeper. Maybe somebody turned the camera into him.
Yeah.
You'll have to identify it, though.
Well, that'll be easy. It's got my name on it, along with the phone number of the finance company. Look, I'll go see if it's been turned in.
Yeah, well, I'll walk around and take a few more snapshots.
Okay.
Say, isn't that Junior and his mother over there by the ostrich cage?
Oh, look, Junior, that big bird is an ostrich.
Do tell. That's an ostrich, huh?
Uh-huh.
My, that would be pretty nice having a feather duster on his tail like that. He can only dust off his chair before he sat down.
Oh, I feel sorry for that poor bird. He has to spend most of his life behind bars.
Well, he got nothing on Pop. Ain't about time we go bail the old boy out again?
Junior, your father has never been in jail.
Well, I got news for you, kiddo. Those pictures on the front of his coat is not his Social Security number. If they are, if you're not, answer, kiddo. Ooh, well, that was quick and to the point.
You behave yourself, young man.
Okay.
Now, let's look in the next cage.
Oh, look at your funny-looking boy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's a stork.
Is that a stork?
Yes.
No wonder he hid his head in shame when he saw me coming. Boy, now's your chance to get even with him. Get a gun and blow his head off.
Junior, I'm not sorry the stork delivered you to me.
You not?
Of course not. Aww. I like to live dangerously.
Yeah. Hey, I think I'd take a picture of that stork. There, now I can show it to the kids on juvenile jury and stunt patrol, boy. Some of them don't believe that the stork brought them, you know.
They don't?
No.
Who do they say brought them?
Hopalong Cassidy. As I've been living in lies all these years, did Hoppy bring me?
No, dear, no. Just a minute, young man. Where did you get that camera?
I found it on the bench back there.
Let me see that camera.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, it belongs to Red Skelton.
Oh, that boy.
We'll have to return it to him. I hope you haven't ruined all his pictures.
Well, I don't think I'd do them any good. Hey, I need a pick-me-up. Could you see a way clear to get me an ice cream cone?
No, I couldn't see my way clear to get you an ice cream cone.
Well, you don't have to get nasty about it.
You've got two hot dogs and a bag of popcorn already. You want to make yourself sick?
Well, why not? We only live once.
Look, Junior, you asked me to bring you to the zoo so you could look at the animals. I was worn out, but I agreed to bring you anyway. Well, here we are at the zoo. My feet are killing me, and I have a splitting headache. Now, there are the animals. Look at them.
Well, look,
not get sickening about it. I'm looking. You don't have to scare me, kiddo. I'm out here anyhow to take pictures of the bear.
Junior, don't stand so close to the tiger's cage.
Why?
He might reach out and bite your hand.
Oh?
And ruin his appetite for dinner.
That's mother's love, mother's love. You know what I'm out here to do? There's a mama bear out here got a new widow bear, see?
Oh, really?
And I'm out here to get a picture of it.
Oh.
For the Skunk Patrol paper. See, I'm a cub reporter. I thought of that.
Hello, Lorraine.
Junior, it's Rod O'Connor.
Are you sure the hippopotamus is anything loose?
Junior, why do you call me a hippopotamus?
I called him the way I see you.
Now, you apologize for calling Mr. O'Connor a hippopotamus.
Oh, they know I'm only kidding.
Rod, what am I going to do with this child?
Well, lions haven't been fed yet.
That's cute.
Junior, go look at the animals while Rod and I talk.
Okay, Warden.
Oh. Rod, Junior found Red Skelton's camera. I don't believe he hurt it.
Oh, boy, these grown-ups sure like to talk. Oh, look, there's a man feeding a seal. Oh, my, I think I'll run over and try to get a hand out. Hiya, mister, what are you feeding them seals?
Fish.
Fish? What for? The day ain't Friday.
You're a smart little youngster, all right?
Yes, I am. Next year I'm going to graduate from the nursery school, and I'll be looking for work. So if you know anybody who wants a good paper doll cutter or a bead stringer, let me know.
Well, I'll remember that.
Yeah,
well, now I got to go get some more fish. Oh. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, boy, that water sure looks good. What are they applauding? It ain't that good. I think I'll go for a wade. Move over, seals. Here I come. Moved over. I better not go in too deep because I can only swim from me ankles down. Maybe I could wade better if I took my shoes off. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I just take my shoes off. I'll bend over and untie them. Ooh! Here, seal! He's a wide guy in a play. Stop it, stop it. Boy, Mummy should have one of these seals around the house. She could throw that hairbrush away. Boy, they really give pretty fancy spankings, these things.
Junior!
Uh-oh.
Oh, Junior!
The cry of the wild goose.
Junior, you come out of there at once.
Yeah.
You can't swim.
I know, and if I come out of here, I'm sunk.
Oh, Rod, just hold my hand while I reach in the water and grab him.
Okay.
Oh, now, Junior, give me your hand.
Some people never learn. This is a golden opportunity if I ever see one. Oh, boy. Here's me hand.
Now, don't pull, Junior. Don't pull.
Yes, oh, there you go.
I'm losing my footing.
I can't hold you. Oh. You're pulling me in the water. Oh,
get me out of here. Well, it was so nice of you to drop in. If I'd have known you was coming, I'd have made a coat.
Hey, Skelton, did you see the morning paper?
Yeah.
You won the amateur photographer's contest.
Well, I know I won.
Yeah.
That junior double exposed every picture in my camera, and they had to pick this one as the winner and print it in the newspaper. Look at that, will you?
Well, I think it's clever.
Oh, you do?
You kissing that gorilla.
Yeah. But now my wife thinks that I'm two-timing her. That's Junior's fault, and believe me, I will get him if it's the last thing I do.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash D Miracle Tide.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
What should you don't do?
Don't just wash your hair.
What should you do?
Condition it with Dreen shampoo.
Yes, new Dreen does more than just wash your hair. It conditions as it cleans. Conditions your hair to a lovely, natural softness and sheen. So if you've been using old-fashioned shampoos that just wash your hair...
What should you do?
Condition your hair with Dreen shampoo.
New Dreen, the only shampoo to bring you this wonderful conditioning action.
Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.